You're listening to SBS News.
Financial analyst Marcus Padley says the Banking Royal Commission highlighted the need for consumers to take greater ownership of their money.
So we always say, pay yourself first. The day after your salary comes in, whether it's automatically or you do it yourself, have an amount that you won't miss deducted, and so that gets you into a disciplined, regular savings plan.
Mr. Padley adds that being proactively involved means arming yourself with knowledge. So, here are the top five things you need to know about money and building wealth. At number one, financial advisor and CEO of the Association of Financial Advisors, Mark Bynum, says is the need to save and wipe debt.
So we always say pay yourself first. The day after your salary comes in, whether it's automatically or you do it yourself, have an amount that you won't miss deducted, and so that gets you into a disciplined, regular savings plan.
Mr. Bynum adds you should pay off bad debt like credit cards and pay more than the minimum amount required.
Well, the minimum really is usually only about 2%. So you're just really covering the interest. And therefore, for the average person, that's going to be about 15 to 20 years before you pay that credit card off.
Marcus Padley says at number two is understanding the power of compounding.
The respect for small amounts of money, because over long periods they can grow into large amounts of money. For instance, $1,000 invested at 10% over 50 years turns into $117,000.
Mark Bynum calls it getting rich slowly, in that anything that's done over a short amount of time is usually risky and often unsuccessful. But in a low interest rate environment, he adds that understanding investment classes and diversification is important.
Like shares, whether it's international or Australian shares, bonds, fixed interest property, getting a bit of understanding, you don't have to go to a course, but just get a bit of understanding will help so much.
Marcus Padley says, at number three, is understanding your superannuation.
A lot of people simply don't know where their super money is. The simple thing is to find out where it is, to roll all your super accounts, and there are thousands and thousands of lost super accounts. You go through the ATO website, you can identify all of them using your tax file number.
The MyGov website at my.gov.au has details on how to do that. Mr. Padley adds that it's important to learn how to track and manage your fund online and consider making extra contributions.
The government suggested we have to save 9.5%. It would be nice if we could save 15%. Makes an enormous amount of difference to how early you'll be empowered to do what you want rather than to work.
Avoiding financial vanity is at number four, according to Marcus Padley.
The amount of money wasted trying to look successful, big houses, big cars, anything consumed on debt is a killer on that equation for the long term.
And finally, at number five, negotiate.
Negotiating better with the banks, utility companies, putting pressure on your employer for a salary rise, and putting that money to work for you in the longer term rather than spending it in the short term.
Getting good advice is also important. ASIC's Money Smart website, which you can find at moneysmart.gov.au, has details on how you can find a financial advisor or planner.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.